With nearly 5,000 specialists dedicated to supporting dealer financial services, Ally has the expertise to help you with your retail finance, F&I, and remarketing needs. We're all better off with an Ally. Contact your local Ally account executive to get started today. Ally, do it right.
Want to dive deeper into the topics you hear about on Daily Drive? We're offering listeners a special offer, 20% off a one-year Automotive News digital subscription. That gets you access to all of our news, information, and analysis made for automotive industry leaders like you. Go to autonews.com/dailydrivepromo to redeem.
Welcome to Daily Drive for Friday, April 26, 2024. I'm Jake Neer in Atlanta, in for Jamie Butters.
And I'm Kellen Walker in Las Vegas. Today on the show, AutoNation is the latest public dealer group to report slower earnings in the first quarter. CATL says it has a new LFP battery with more than 620 miles of range. And former Ford CEO and chairman Don Peterson dies at 97. Plus, M5 Management Services CEO Lee Harkins joins the show to talk about the value of vehicle inspection videos.
I think this is one of the greatest marketing tools that has been introduced to our business because we can add a lot of credibility to what we're doing.
Let's run through all the news you need to know to keep up in the auto industry.
AutoNation's net income dropped 34% in the first quarter. That's as the publicly traded dealership group continued facing tighter profit margins for both new and used vehicle sales. The dealership giant partly offset the drop with revenue increases from new vehicle sales, service and parts, and financial services. Overall revenue was essentially flat year over year. Net income came in at just over $190 million. That's down from almost $290 million a year earlier. Revenue was up 1% to $6.5 billion.
Chinese electric vehicle battery maker CATL has unveiled a lithium iron phosphate battery with a driving range of more than 1,000 kilometers or 621 miles on a single charge. The company said at the Beijing Auto Show that it's the first LFP battery with that kind of range. CATL is the world's biggest EV battery supplier. It says it's responding to drivers who still have anxiety about range and charging infrastructure. The two issues are major hurdles to more widespread adoption of EVs.
U.S. auto safety regulators say they've opened an investigation into Tesla's recall of more than 2 million vehicles in December. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is looking into whether Tesla's move to install new autopilot safeguards is adequate. NHTSA says it's opening the investigation after the agency identified concerns due to crashes after vehicles had the recall software update installed, as well as, quote, results from preliminary NHTSA tests of remedied vehicles. NHTSA also cited Tesla's statement that a portion of the remedy both requires the owner to opt in and allows a driver to readily reverse it.
And Ford's former chairman and CEO, Donald Peterson, has died. He was 97. Peterson's focus on quality, unbridled product design, and a collaborative workplace helped the company recover and prosper during the mid to late 1980s. Peterson was just the second person outside of the Ford family to steward the automaker after his predecessor, Philip Caldwell. Peterson died Wednesday at his home near Detroit in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. And those are today's headlines. Coming up, M5 Management Services CEO Lee Harkins joins the show to talk about how dealership service drives can drive loyalty and retention with vehicle inspection videos. That's next on Daily Drive.
For over 100 years, Ally has helped dealers like you serve your customers by providing the best-in-class products and services you need and by remaining true to the automotive passion we share. Your dedicated Ally account executive will work hand-in-hand with you to help you gain efficiencies, increase your product offerings, and work to improve per-vehicle revenue because we care about your business as much as you do. We're all better off with an Ally. Contact your local Ally account executive to get started today. Ally, do it right.
Welcome back to Daily Drive. I'm Jake Neer with Kellen Walker. It's not just enough to make sure every vehicle that comes into a service department gets an inspection video from a technician. M5 Management Services CEO Lee Harkins says the video needs to be informative, not just telling the customers something needs to be replaced, but telling them why and what might happen if it isn't. Harkins spoke with Automotive News senior editor Dan Shine. They talked about how to do videos right so they have the intended impact.
Lee, great to have you on another edition of Fixed Ops Friday Daily Drive.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate you having me.
So last week, we talked about video inspections with Joe Shaker at True Video. We're on the same topic this week with you down here down in Tampa. And that was kind of a topic of conversation with a lot of service directors here at the meeting. Tell me, your view is every service department should be doing a video, a vehicle video inspection. How come?
Well, I think, first of all, it's one of the largest sales tools that we have. And what it sells is it sells our credibility. It sells our interest in taking care of the customer. And it's a value added for the customer. The customers love videos.
There are challenges to it. There's all sorts of questions about who should be doing it and what they should be saying and how long they should be. What do you see as the challenges that you've seen or the videos that you've seen from your clients, how they can be improved?
Well, I think the biggest challenge that I see, Dan, is that there's a lack of consistency, even inside the store. And I think the cause of this is all based on there's no objective to doing videos, number one. Number two, there's no planned out process. And one of the things that I recommend managers do is go to a room with a blank sheet of paper and say, I want to deliver videos in this fashion and write a process. The process has to include your objective. Why are we doing videos? Are we doing it for the customer's benefit? Are we doing it for our benefit? Are we doing solely for selling business? I think this is one of the greatest marketing tools that has been introduced to our business because we can add a lot of credibility to what we're doing.
And from what you've seen, they're successful. The customers love them. There's a CSI or a net promoter score increase when customers get a vehicle video inspection.
Right. And it's kind of like the car wash. You know, when we started doing car wash, it was really good because the customers were wowed the first two or three times that they got it. But then what happened was over time, we became inconsistent. I think one of the biggest things we need to do with videos is once you start it, you can't stop it. And once that customer gets it, they are wowed the first two or three times. And then all of a sudden, you don't send them a video, they're disappointed. So we got to be consistently good as a minimum. And every customer, 100% of the time, no exceptions, gets a video. That's my position. Now, the challenge is, well, we get busy and we don't have time. We got to make time. You know, the technicians and a lot of the videos that I'm watching, they're starting to really get their stride. They're starting to do a lot better job with them. But there's still a lot of improvement in these videos.
Is there a certain length? We watched a couple yesterday and they were, you know, a minute, maybe a little less than a minute. Mm-hmm. Some didn't introduce themselves. Some were really very quick to kind of move through the vehicle and you couldn't really understand them. They talked really fast. It gets back to the process, like you said, practice, process, training on it. Is there some kind of best practices for length? And I think you also mentioned that they should introduce themselves, mm-hmm. which I think is it. Talk a little bit about that.
I think this is a great marketing tool. From a marketing standpoint, the things that I recommend is, number one, the technician slow down. You know, a lot of these videos, the technicians sound like auctioneers. Hey, we got your car. They lose the customer. We got to slow it down to speed it up. Now, when we slow it down, we do a good introduction. One of the greatest assets that we have in the store are our technicians. If we don't talk to the customer about the qualifications and the skill of the technicians, I think we're missing out. I call it extra perceived value points. So when a technician does his introduction, and this is all driven by the process and the manager, what do you want them to say? What I would recommend is the first thing they do is they give them their name, they give them their credentials, a senior master, a world-class master, whatever it may be. I've been doing this for X number of years. I have have over X number of hours of factory training, and my fixed rate first time score is 97, but I strive for 100. Well, look at what I've just said. We've added credibility to the technician. They're hearing words that they have never heard, and I think that's the key to the whole program.
Lee, that's great information. Interesting tool for service departments, again, to connect with those customers, retain them, and keep them happy. So really appreciate the conversation. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Dan.
That's Daily Drive for today. I'm Jake Neer, in for Jamie Butters.
And I'm Callan Walker. Thanks to Automotive News journalists Mark Homer, David Phillips, and Bill Koenig for their reporting for today's podcast. You can get the latest news on service and parts, earnings results, and everything happening in the auto industry at autonews.com.
Come back over the weekend for our weekend drive edition of the show. Our own Lindsay Van Hulley talks about her recent profile on General Motors North America chief Marisa West.
She grew up in Michigan, fourth generation GM employee. Her dad, some grandparents, and a great grandfather all worked for GM before she did. So it's very much been part of her story.
We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think of the show and the topics we covered today. Send us an email at dailydrive@autonews.com or leave us a voicemail at 313-444-2774. And if you enjoy the podcast, remember to like, leave a review, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.